Evening. What a gorgeous day today. I hope everybody enjoyed it. This is N5ALW Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Moonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Moonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center. 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. The net controller does start the net at 9 p.m. Still has not done so after a couple of minutes. Please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
EC2WI Mobile.
EC2WI, Pete, how are you doing this evening?
Went to the first towpath trekkers Thursday night run tonight, and it was nice. The beautiful weather, too hot. I hope that I hope this is not
All right, sorry about that, Bob. This is KD2FPM, Kilo, Delta 2, Extrap, Papa Mike. Kevin James from Oneonta, New York.
Hey, Kevin. Gotcha. Gotcha full quieting on that one. All right. Thank you for checking in. How was your evening today, or how was your day?
I was working on my Lixon model VV898 radio today, trying to get it programmed up, using Chirp as the programming software in the background to kind of put that assembly together the way I wanted it. It was a little challenging, but I think we got it on a uphill run here to get her up and rolling. So radio seems to be working really good in my vehicle, so I'm really, really pleased with that. Tell you what, I know there's others that would like to check in. I will say 7-3, and I'll stand by, and I will turn it back to the net. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, very good, Kevin. KD2FPM and 5AOW in that control. All right, are there any other? Thank you for checking in. Are there any other Echo Link stations wishing to check in? Come now. Okay, hearing none. This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
S2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KA2ZZ.
Okay, we bet three. KA2ZNZ, KD2AIT, and 2PFM. George, what's going on?
Oh, good evening, brother. Jack and him and Roniato and everybody else on the net. Pete, everyone. We got the temperature here of 65 degrees after a beautiful day with from a cool 46 to a balmy 81, an absolute gorgeous day. Got some more wood done today and everything, doing up to see Mama at the hospital, still not in the nursing home yet. And that's about it. I'm trying to catch up on some Z's and everything because I've been awfully busy the last few weeks. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, hope you get all caught up on everything. I know a lot of times things get behind and you just got to make good use of the time you have and try to get it done as quick as you can. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Well, good evening. This is KD2AIT. We're doing all right. We got out of camp there this morning and got home here and got some work done and did some stuff around the house, too. It was another beautiful day. I'm eyeballing that air conditioner. I think I'm going to have to get that into the window tomorrow. It's getting a little warm here in the computer room. Too many fans blowing the heat out of the computer right into the room. So I got to have to get that in there and cool the place down a little bit. But other than that, I took a nice walk up on the towpath. It was beautiful. A lot of people out there. And they could use some rain, though. And I guess they're predicting some here, maybe Sunday afternoon and then on into Tuesday. So we could definitely use that. I think I might start planting the stuff in the garden here Sunday. The way the weather looks, we'll get some nice rainy days right after that and we can get everything established. We'll see. Anyway, it's KD2AIT. Back to that.
Okay, Jeff, thank you for checking in. Yeah, I'm glad to get out there and got a little recreational time and kind of be able to relax a little bit. So on one of those days we wish we had probably 2-3 weeks ago, it's been absolutely marvelous. And with the planting, I know what you mean. Sherry and I planted some stuff, some vegetables a couple days ago, 2 days ago, I believe. Got the tomatoes and the peppers in anyway, and we're working on a few other seeds and things to get started. So, looks like it's going to be halfway decent, and with the rain, that should help it a lot. All right, Jeff, well, you have a good evening, and we'll move along to Jack, KA2ZNZ. Jack, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good tonight. I agree, it was a gorgeous day. We had a high of 84, which was kind of late in the afternoon, from a low of 49 around 6 a.m. this morning. So it's quite a range, but I kind of like cool nights for sleeping. And, yeah, we got the air conditioning unit out back. I got that uncovered today. Figured if it keeps up like this, we might want to use it in the evening, you know. We like to cool it down before we go to bed at night, actually. So that's about it from here. 7-3's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I thought about that myself. We opened some windows up, and, well, I'll tell you what, we got a nice breeze coming through the house and cool things down nicely. Stayed quite nice and a lot of fresh air just to stir things up in the house and get the air changed and the, take care of the winter stagnancy, I guess you would call it. So anyway, yeah, it was a fantastic day. I'm glad everyone so far has just had a good time with it. I'm looking for a whole lot more of this to come. All right, very good. Thanks for checking in, Jack. You have a good evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for more check-ins. Well, I got out today and I got playing around in the yard and doing some watering, some fertilizing, planting the mill, at least spreading some seed in areas that the lawn needed a little attention. And I get down the garage and I got a few things cleaned out there and organized a little bit. Really felt good about it, and washed the bird dung off my truck. Seems to be a nesting area in the last few days. It's just made a royal mess of it in times, but well, one of those things, you know, you got the birds and they, I guess, have to have a place to sit. So my mirror seemed like a likely position for them to take. I can't help but laugh at it, but I get aggravated with the mess they make. So it was a gorgeous day. I think it was peaked out at about 82 or 83 here the last time I looked. And a little while ago it was still like 68. But it is dropping down a bit. Tomorrow I'm planning on doing a little bit of golf. I even got to take a ride in a motorcycle today, or this evening, so that worked out pretty nice. Okay, well, make another call. This is N5AOW. Welcome for check-in.
KD2FPM with an inquiry.
Pick it up, Kevin. KD2FPM.
Hey Bob, I was just curious what motorcycle you've got. Personally, I'm a Goldwing man myself. I have the very first year Honda Goldwing that was ever made for the road, the 1975 GL1000. Haven't been on it in a couple of years because of my back issues, and plus it's in need of some mechanical issues. So just curious what you're driving there. KD2FPM, back to you, Bob.
Okay, KD2FPM, N5ALW, and I control. It's a Kawasaki, 2004 Kawasaki. It's not a big one. It's an 800. It's a cruiser. And I enjoy it. Got a windshield on it and the backrest and what have you. And I put a rear bag on when I want to carry something. I can strap that right to the back of the seat. Works out nice. Rides good. Very reliable. Good on fuel. Yeah, it's got all the power I need, so works out quite well.
Yeah, Yeah, my GL1000 that I've got there is an awesome little machine. A buddy of mine that was going through cancer treatment about 10 years ago, actually, I take that back, it was about 12 years ago now. We rebuilt it, while he was going through treatment as kind of a thing to keep him distracted from reality. And we rebuilt it up. In fact, I got in touch with Craig Vetter, and if that name rings the bell, because of the Vetter fairings, Craig sent me the lowers for the fairing on the front end of my bike. So I actually have a pair of lowers for my fairing out of Craig Vetter's original collection, which is really kind of cool. So, all right, I'll tell you what, I'll let you take it over. I know people probably want to settle down, so I will say 7-3, and back to you, KD2 FPM.
All right, Kevin. Pardon me. A little trouble with the voice again tonight for some reason. Very good. Boy, you have a fine evening. You got a nice, darn nice bike, I'll tell you what. Years back, I looked into getting one, and the only thing I found that was available was a couple of them that had 20,000-30,000 miles on it, and I wasn't ready to get into something I was going to have to start doing repair work in a short amount of time on. Like anything else, have, you know, any bike you have a fair amount of miles on it, you're going to have to do some maintenance and whatever. But, yeah, I've been real happy with the one I have, and it served me well. I don't have a whole lot of miles on it either. I think it's probably got, I'd say maybe 3,200 miles on it. I ride when I can. I enjoy getting out when I can, but I'm always finding something else to do in lieu of taking a ride. And tonight I just fired it up in the garage and took it out and took a short ride with it. Kind of satisfied my need and my urge to get out and do it. So with that, okay, you have a fine evening, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow evening, more than likely. This is, oh boy, I don't know what's going on with the voice, but it's coming apart. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins. I hope I'm not coming down with what my wife had for about a week and a half. I'm not ready to be sick and don't want to be. Well, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jack, Jeff, George, Kevin, and Pete for checking in this evening. 73 to all. Everyone have a fine evening. This is N5AOW clear.
KD2FPM will be clear via Echolink.
checking in. Much appreciated. 73s to both. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. Hope it's as nice tomorrow as it was today. KA2 to NZ.